Coach, general manager Andrew Milne with the Canmore Eagles. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Rob.
Fantastic. So the Canmore Eagles coming off a tough northern road trip. Can you tell us about the two games in Bonnyville and Lloydminster?
Yeah, those were tough games. I thought we played really well in Bonnyville and gave ourselves a real good chance to win. And unfortunately, they got a questionable goal late to win the game. But, they play a different style of game up in the north. It's a big physical hockey game. And, our guys were kind of caught off guard a little bit by that. But we got a good effort into Bonnyville. But, when we went into Lloyd, we were a little banged up without the likes of a few of our veteran guys. And, that team is hosting the national championship here, and they're built very big and very strong, and I think our guys were a little bit caught off guard with that. So, as we progress through here this season, it's all about learning, and I think we learned a valuable lesson going up north.
The Canmore Eagles are hosting the Brooks Bandits, the first part of a home-and-home series tonight at the Rec Center. Now, the last time you played a home-and-home with Brooks, the results were not so favorable. Do you think that the Eagles are a different team than they were at the start of the season?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know we are. I mean, our goaltending has completely changed. We've added key pieces to the puzzle. We're more of a team cohesiveness than we've ever been. So, I like the dynamic we have now. I mean, those were two early games for us with a lot of new faces and a lot of inexperience behind our bench. So we were challenged a little bit there, and Brooks is obviously a veteran squad that had been together for a while, and they took it to us. So I think our guys are going to be looking for a little redemption here this weekend.
The Canmore Eagles, the last time we chatted a few weeks ago about the things the team was working on, you said special teams was a big thing. How do you feel that the team is progressing in the power play and the penalty kill right now?
We're doing well. I mean, we break our season down into five-game segments, and this last five-game segments, we were able to run a 22% power play and about an 87% penalty kill. So those two areas have improved drastically in our group, and we're going to continue to work on them because they're such a big part of the game. But, as guys get more comfortable and a little bit better knowledge of what we're asking them to do, I think we're going to find that our team's going to continue to develop and continue to push. And, I mean, we're going to have moments of learning. But, with a young squad, we're going in the right direction for sure.
I was walking my dog the other day, and I saw the Eagles playing baseball at the Elk Run Diamonds there. Is that sort of a team-building thing you guys are working towards?
Yeah, our guys, I mean, both Evan and Jeremy are huge baseball fans. And, I mean, we're right in the middle of the Jays. The guys, I think, have taken a liking to watching the baseball, so they decided to take it one step further and go play. And, that's the type of team we have. They're a good group of guys, and they love hanging out. And I think they really enjoyed themselves that day.
Canmore Eagles, Brooks Bandits tonight at the Rec Center. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Coach GM Andrew Milne, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks, Rob.